Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World.
All right, it's Bob's World time. Here is Bob.
All right. World. So the big plan was during the bye week was to go on sports trip because Mr. Brett, my oldest son, is turning 21 or did turn 21 on Monday.
Cool.
And Cats in the Cradle and all that. Time goes fast. Ferris Bueller was right.
I did like your photo carousel of you and Brett through the years, from this tiny, fresh-faced kid to a dude now with a stash.
Yeah.
Now legal drinking age.
Yeah, it's wild to have all those pictures from different trips to Lambeau Field. And, I don't think I have to sell all the dads out there on just you and one of your kiddos going someplace and making memories. And I'm very, very lucky. The father-son sports trip has happened twice this year to both of their favorite places. I got to take Justin to Liverpool, which is a little more extravagant. But Brett's gone to Lambeau like 10 times. So I don't know if you could keep it fair on the, this kid got to go here and you taking care of this kid who doesn't really care about American football, but he loves soccer. And so anyway.
Would y'all always go like the Christmas time getaway?
Yeah. And there are times where the whole family goes. And so that
late in the year though, now the ladies aren't going to that game, are they?
Well, last year they were there on like the day after Christmas. Oh. We went to that Monday night game against Spencer Rattler and your Saints.
Ugh.
And
was it cold?
Yeah, but honestly, no colder than Monday night. It's always cold, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That whole place is just the coldest place ever, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. You try to charm up how cold it is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but it's okay that half our listeners think it's Canada, because it basically is climate-wise. And, it is what it is.
It's cold.
It's where I'm from. So, yeah, when your son is going to turn 21 on the day of a home Monday night game on a bye week, I think you are bound by law. You have to take him. You have to go. And it wasn't even on his radar. What was on his radar is the Bucks are in Dallas on his 21st birthday, and isn't that cool? And I said, I'll let you make the call, but I promise if we're watching the Bucks in Dallas while the Packers are playing on Monday Night Football, you know we're just going to be looking at our phones to see how the football team's going.
Yeah.
Let's just go. And he didn't need to be talked into that.
That's an easy
call. He didn't even know that was on the board, and so I said, we're going. So, yeah, it was our annual trip to Green Bay, or what I try to do annually, but I probably haven't taken just him in 5 years, to be honest.
Well, how excited was he to just go someplace to get a beer to show his ID?
It was pretty funny. So he got carded, of course, because he does look like a kid trying to grow a mustache so he can appear a little bit older. But I said, yeah. Okay, you're 21. I'll foot the bill here. Let's get brats and you go pick out what you want and when he asks for the card, hand it over. And so the guy at Lambeau says, I need your ID. And so he pulls it out, and it's of course the vertical I'm a minor sort of thing instead of the horizontal license, I think, right? They turn it sideways.
Yeah, they do.
And so he's, probably doesn't know how Texas licenses work, but he looks at the date of birth and he's like, man, this is crazy. You're the third person who turned 21 today.
Really?
So I don't know how frequent it is, but then he looks up at Brad, he says, hey, enjoy your first taste of alcohol, son.
Did y'all go tailgating, like walking around and stuff?
Yeah, we did. It's a weird thing because we flew to O'Hare. Because dad is forever frugal, and flying to Milwaukee, flying to Green Bay is just forget about it. Unless you don't mind.
Unless you have access to a page, like
unless you have access to a page, or whether you're if you're willing to spend like $1,200 to get.
I was going to ask: is it $1,000 to fly into Green Bay proper
on a game day? Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And who does it? American do that?
I think at the Appleton Airport probably has a little bit of that, but I'm sure you have to connect at O'Hare.
Yeah.
But I didn't barely even look at that. I looked at Milwaukee and it was like $575 on game day, and I'm like, let's check out O'Hare. $175. Okay. We're going to O'Hare. It's 45 minutes to Milwaukee to save $800 combined.
So was it a 2-hour trip from O'Hare to there? Are you left on what, Sunday to get there?
No, we left crack of dawn Monday morning.
Oh, you did?
I had to do the Stars game Sunday night.
Oh my god.
So yeah, crack of dawn Monday morning, fly to O'Hare, get landed at 10:30, and then it's all of 3 hours to Green Bay.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a day, and that's where he caught up on his sleep, and I'm trying to stay awake in the middle of the day driving to Green Bay in the frozen north. But yeah, it was so exciting. We got there at 2 o'clock, and you know, we were supposed to meet our ESPN guy at 5, because Troy hooked us up with some pregame festivities and field trip and so forth. So that was awesome. And so those 3 hours in between, we're killing time in Green Bay and trying to figure out, okay, you don't want to get geared up too early, but you don't want to get cold too early either. And so you have a bag of Arctic protection, but you don't want to put it on because if you're sitting inside somewhere, you're going to be boiling. It's just winter. I'm sorry. There's just too many steps to take, and it's a problem. And
did you take him to see Gay Nitschke Field?
We drove by Ray Nitschke Field. It's never been Gay Nitschke Field,
I
can assure you.
Did they put the rainbow crossing on the crosswalk to denote where you were going?
That's a thing you guys came up with, not him. But, yeah, we parked and took the walk, and, lots of Eagles fans were there. And that's the thing, you know, like,
well, Brett, it's a bucket list for every road team.
You can't have it both ways. Okay. Either you're a destination stadium that everybody wants to visit, or you can keep the road teams out, but you can't do both. Okay. So it's very, very cool that we play at a destination football Mecca, and We'll pound the table now that I've been to 20, 25 NFL stadiums for games. There's nothing like Lambeau Field. And yes, I'm biased, but I believe everyone who's gone there would say,
yeah,
no.
we said the same thing. Yeah. It's the coolest place ever to go visit for a game and walk around there.
Did you wander the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I make a point to do it.
Tailgates, make some friends.
Make a point to do that every time, and it was absolutely awesome. But we did have to get to our meeting point, and that was great, as Alan from ESPN was waiting for us when the gates opened, and he just said, you know, come find him, and then there will be, you know, we'll take you up to the booth, and you can see Joe and Troy, and then down on the field the ESPN set and warm-ups and so forth. And it's just, you know, obviously that's a real cool thing that Troy made happen for Brett's birthday, and I'm very thankful for that. And you know, the ESPN thing is massive. Of course, the set, all the people that hop on the set, and you know, the ESPN Monday Night Football machine, they start broadcasting like early afternoon, and they go all the way through the post game, and it's a big deal. And of course, fans want to gather around the set, and so, you know, it's really cool. It's a very cool scene. And then all the people that are, we were over on the Eagles sideline is where the ESPN set was. And so there's Big Dom. There's Howie Roseman wearing Jordans.
Bob
Iger.
Like seeing him the other night.
Yeah.
He's turning into more and more of a caricature of himself.
Yes.
Like he adds a chain, I think, like every other week.
Sleeve tattoos.
So ridiculous. Yeah, no, he's so hateable.
He's aware that he is.
He's a thing.
He is now one of the most recognizable people in the Eagles traveling party.
Does he now have like solid gold sunglasses?
He might. He's one of those guys where you're like, you want to try to get a selfie with
Absolutely.
Big Dom? Yeah, yeah.
It's like those kids that you're Like getting it with I can't remember, Sketch or whatever, yeah, yeah. You know, like he's one of those guys now.
Oh, you saw Big Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bob Iger, apparently the guy who's been running Disney and ESPN forever, right?
Yeah.
Apparently he's a big Packer fan.
Really?
And I didn't know this until you looked down at his footwear. And so all these guys, this is what the pregame scene
from
is.
There?
I don't know. He's like worth $1 billion though, so he can afford cool shoes.
Yeah.
But he was down there talking to Troy, certainly no doubt discussing the latest in the YouTube TV thing and who knows what's going on there, but it was very cool. Very cool to be down there. And then with about 30 minutes to go, the teams roll out and you can, I say, let's go see the Packers warm up and so forth. And so, you know, you're right there, and it's obviously an incredible scene. And then it's cold, two teams that are very high visibility, and you know, you're just in football wonderland. It was great. And so beyond that, went to our seats and watched Green Bay throw up all over their feet. And it wasn't a very good showing. And
it was such a punt fest, dude.
Well, both teams are terrified of each other's defense. And that's one of the things that you don't really enter into the math of, like, Jalen Carter, Micah Parsons, you know, these guys who are game wreckers. You don't even think about the fact that some teams are just not going to let you wreck their game. And so they're not going to do anything adventurous on offense. And they're going to basically wait until they're forced to get risky. And both teams were doing it to each other. Like, both teams were terrified of the other team's defense. And it was a kind of a frustrating watch because it was a chess game of, we're not giving in, your turn.
Fumbles,
too. They're not giving in, your turn.
Like, the two times that they actually did penetrate the 25,
yeah,
each quarterback fumbled.
Yeah.
And, you know, that took points off the board.
And it's cold, so nobody wants to try a long field goal because you give a field. It was a field position game. It was a weather game. I think it was compelling to a point, but I also understand all the comedy about how bad the two offenses were.
When it was scoreless at halftime, did Brett decide to start binge drinking?
No, but he
stuffing his coat with spotted cows.
You know, I mean, honestly, there is something to be said about a generation below you as you're watching a game with your son, that they remind you of how you used to watch games where every play was the end of the world and you're so mad at your own team and everything. And then by the time you get into your 50s, you're so familiar with disappointment that you kind of look at him and you're like, how is he so disappointed? How does he not know that this is what it is?
Yeah.
Like, the sports experience is largely despair.
Dude.
And few moments that you say this makes it all worthwhile, but you're not actually calculating the good to bad ratio as you go through life. You're just always chasing that next high. But you go through so much nonsense. Even if you follow a great team, you go through so much nonsense to get to those rare payoffs of your life, which for me, I've seen them win two Super Bowls in 53 years. And I think the journey's been wonderful. But my son is like, this
sucks.
Why are we always like this?
No, dude.
I'm like, we're not always like this. People think we're really successful. Yeah, well, our coach sucks. Our quarterback stinks right now. What's going on?
Does he have memory of their Super Bowl in 2011?
Barely.
And he probably really didn't care anyway.
Barely cared, but he was scarred. And I say this all the time, it's because football to him was dad's work for a long time, and his relationship with the Packers was completely ruined 1 week after the Dez catch. And I remember,
oh, God.
I remember that NFC title game in Seattle where Green Bay lost in just as painful a way as the
worse.
Cowboys did the week before. Yeah. Like, they were up like 18 with 3 minutes to go or something. It was just the worst way to lose ever, botched an onside kick. And he was at the age there, I guess he was 10 or 11, where it like ruined his entire relationship with the sport. And he was so wrecked that he didn't want to do football for like 5 years.
Right.
And he would go to Lambeau with me, but that would be like his only relationship with the team for those 5 years. And then he goes to college, and all his buddies are into fantasy, and he, now he's obsessed with the NFL. But it's really interesting to see how he fell in love with the sport, and it certainly wasn't because he lived in my house, because that was what dad does for his job. That's not fun.
Same with my
and
kids. Then,
and now he loves it, but now he's super bummed.
He's hurt.
When the team stinks.
It's painful, dude.
Now he's in negativity of, like, Packer Reddit on why we suck and everybody needs to be traded and fired.
Dude, the amount of times that I have to tell my son, like, just calm down. Just, and it's just, effing, God, he's sucking.
Right.
It's just like, they can't handle, you're right, one negative play.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, God.
And you want to tell them that you need to ride out a few 4-12 seasons to see how the other half lives, but.
Yeah, they don't want to hear
They don't have the patience for that.
All right, awesome. Great trip.
It was so much fun, yeah.
Glad y'all got to do that.